Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. And this week, a collaboration with Vox Magazine. Jessica Trussell and Amy Bartels work for the University of Missouri Extension, Jessica in Livingston County, Chillicothe, and Amy in Camden County. They both teach a class called Mental Health First Aid, a training that gives adults tools to identify mental health crises and connect others with resources. Amy in particular focuses on teaching people who work with kids in schools. Here's Amy.
So we have a partnership right now with the Missouri School Board Association through at least this next year. And our goal is to get as many school districts, whether it's teachers, administrators, counselors, trained in this program as we can. The purpose is really, again, to bring awareness. And we spend a lot of time in that 8-hour training looking at what is typical adolescent behavior development versus what are signs and symptoms. And a lot of times that's really difficult to discern. Teenagers and young people do a lot of strange things. Let's be honest. You know, we were all there. But the other piece to that is that we're all pretty resilient. And so most young people come through really pretty unscathed. It's looking at where's that student or where's that young person that possibly might have something else going on, and is there an emerging mental health issue that someone can be aware of? Because we do know that many times there's a gap between first developing signs and symptoms and actually getting a diagnosis. That gap is about 10 years. And so young people are dealing with issues, stress, crises, trauma, and for whatever reasons, whether it's lack of access, whether it's stigma, whether it's parents that say, I don't want my child to have this diagnosis, whether it's other people that are involved that are saying, they're just a tough-to-handle kid. For whatever reasons, they're not getting the help that they need, and we know that recovery is definitely possible. So part of what we look at in the class is we look at how much is this mental health issue, and I put issue kind of in quotes, is this impacting someone's ability to function in their daily life, to build those relationships, to attend work or school, to do the things that they want to do? And if it is significant, then that's really the time that someone that has this kind of training can reach out and guide them to the help that they need.
And so much of it is just being willing to ask the question.
You bet.
And not just a vague question. And so that really is a focus. And we practice that, we practice that in class is asking those questions to make sure that it's not something someone can brush off.
That was Amy Bartels and Jessica Trussell speaking about how having school employees trained in mental health first aid can help Missouri's youth. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. You can learn more about mental health first aid in the October issue of Vox Magazine, available now in print and online at www.voxmagazine.com. But as always, tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.